Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I came across this story. It's been a week or two now, but we've had a lot of, obviously, we've been had to deal with the storm stuff, and that's kind of pushed a lot of other things off of my front page, so to speak. But the International Chess Federation is this story. The International Chess Federation has issued new guidelines that bar transgender women. And if you're not familiar with how this terminology works, you say transgender, and then the thing you say after that is what they are now. Okay, so I know people are sometimes, you know, born male, become female is what transgender woman means, from competing in women's chess events. And as you would no doubt suspect, people have said, the what now? Why? Because what it seems to be saying, okay, what it seems to be saying is, much like there's a lot of pushback, you know, that some states, like Florida, are prohibiting born men from competing in women's sports, like in college and high school. Why? Because men have natural bodily advantage of healing and quick twitch muscles and strength and stamina, you know, things that make it not fair to have them compete against biological females. And so we're trying to protect females, which is why we have co-ed sports, because you need to have an area for women to be able to thrive, because if you don't give them a sort of a special separate space, then their sport won't really exist anymore. Okay, they're not competitive at the men's sports, and so you have to create a spot. I mean, you know these arguments, I'm just giving you the background. Well, when it comes to chess, you might say, but strength, you know, and speed of motion. I mean, yes, there's speed chess, but, you know, the big events are not speed chess. So why would this exist in the first place? Well, it turns out that if you look at the numbers, and, you know, before you turn me off, I want you to listen to the whole discussion here, is that women in general in chess do not compete effectively against men. They are not the top players. In fact, there's really only ever been, you know, one female who was ever even close to being competitive at the highest level against men in chess. It was Judit Prolegar, and, you know, she was a Hungarian chess grandmaster. She's the only woman ever a serious candidate for the World Chess Championship. She participated in that in 2005. She's since retired. You know, she passed the 2700 ranking, which made her number 8 in the world at the time in 2004. And she managed to beat Garry Kasparov one time in one game. And it was a semi-rapid rules play. And, you know, he played a different defense than he normally plays, and she was able to win that game. And but the point is, like, that's it. In terms of the highest level performing chess players, women are never in that conversation. Now, the why is very interesting. But if you just look at the numbers, grandmasters in chess, male 1,700, historically total, 39 women. International masters, almost 4,000, 3,800 men, 126 women. Master level, 8,300 men, 41 women. And candidate master, 1,900 men and 22 women. Total, 15,700 males, 220 females. Okay, so that's just, I mean, these are facts, okay? And what you might say is, well, but why is chess dominated by men? And why would you need, therefore, to protect women from, you know, biological men competing against them? And there's all kinds of reasons given. One of them being that, you know, it's a chauvinistic environment that discourages women from participating. It's a male-dominated environment. You know, because the implication seems to be that men are, like, smarter, you know, have higher IQs, or that chess is one of these, like, perfect intellectual games because there's no chance involved, right? There's no rolling of dice or flipping of cards. There's no probabilities in chess. It is entirely a matter of, you know, intellectual capability. And so it would seem to be saying, you know, men are smarter than women. That's why they're better at chess. Okay, that's what it's, and that's why people are upset about the implication of this ban. But then you kind of have to ask the question, well, why is there a women's chess in the first place? And the answer is precisely because women under-participate in chess. They do other things, and we want to create a space for them to, you know, so that they feel like there's an entry for them into the sport. But okay, putting all of that aside, lots of questions about participation rates and discouragement and all of that. But I take this, I look at it a little bit different way. I think that the reason men dominate at chess is because they're men. And chess is a sport, if you want to call it that, or an activity or a game, that rewards things that men are different at than women, like aggression. Not, you know, physically violent aggression, but aggressive tendencies to attack, taking risks, thinking of the world as a conflict zone and doing battle. Those are much more masculine tendencies. And though women can be, to some degree, good at those things, it's not as innate for the female gender as it is for men. And if you think about it this way, like, chess is a sport or a game designed by men. And men thrive in it. So my answer is that the reason men are better at chess is not just because of underparticipation by women, but because chess is a male kind of endeavor. And so instead of reading it as this is proof of intellectual superiority, which is how some people read it, and instead of reading the ban on trans women from competing in chess against women as somehow an insult to women, I would say it's more of a, not a criticism, but a statement about the nature of the game itself, that the game is a more masculine game. Does that mean women can't play chess, can't play well, there aren't loads of women who would destroy me at chess? No, all of that's true. But sometimes we misread a thing in a way that kind of leads us to false conclusions. And I got a story coming up that'll sort of balance this one out, that I think you'll see where why I'm raising this, because we like to sometimes pretend that the genders are the same, the genders don't have distinct characteristics. They really do. And like I said, I'll tell you a story that's kind of on the other side of this issue in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And traffic is brought to you. Did you really say that there's not many women that could beat you at chess?
No,
is
there
that what
are.
You said?
In, I mean, I'm no top performer in chess.
Oh, I was neither am I, but I was going to challenge you to be a jerk.
Just like okay. I'm no top performer in tennis or golf, and there's loads of women who could beat me at those things.
Hey, everybody could beat me at everything. Yeah. This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. They're great. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, it's KNOX. You can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Accident at Clifton in Michigan, and it's right near where Michigan turns into Beverly, and it's like another intersection. It's like a three-way go, and it's blocked in just every direction, east and westbound on Michigan, and, of course, stop at northbound Clifton Avenue. And there's an accident. Oh, okay. There's an accident on the ramp to I-10 West as well. This is from the Davis Highway southbound. If you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so I told you I'd give you a story to balance the other one out a little bit. And I think that kind of it teaches us some things as well. Interesting survey, actually two of them, came out in the Journal of American Medical Association Surgery. It's JAMA Surgery. One is a Canadian study. One is a Swedish study. Having to do with doctors and having to do with surgeons and complications and problems that arise after surgery, looking to see if there's any difference between male surgeons and female surgeons. The Canadian study looked at 1.2 million patients underwent surgery between 07 and 20, and it found that within 90 days after surgery, 14% of those operated on by men had adverse post-op events. For females, 12.5%, meaning there's a 1.5% benefit to you of avoiding complications within 90 days after surgery by having a female surgeon. If you go farther out, okay, after a year, the numbers get wider. 21% of patients seen by female surgeons experienced adverse post-op within a year, 25% of patients with male surgeons. What this means to me is that women are better at surgery than men. But they're slower. The Swedish study found that male surgeons spent an average of 8 minutes less than female surgeons on operations, but patients had complications 30% more often. Men go faster and are sloppier. That's what the studies indicate. And also, because women seem to be better, female surgeons are better at consultations, better at paying attention to their patients, they avert things earlier, figure things out about their patients that men don't necessarily pick up on. And surgeons are a particular breed, you know, of they're a kind of an A-type, you know, jet pilot kind of doctors, you might think of them that way. Anyway, so here's what I'm pointing out. When I tell you this study, you almost think nothing of it because it so fits the way you tend to think about men and women. Oh, yeah, you know, women are a little bit more careful. They might go a little bit slower, but they do a better job. You know, they multitask more. You know, we've been trained to think of women as being advantageous in certain ways, and that's fine to say. When I talk about chess being masculine, being something that men do better at because they're better at aggression and risk-taking in this particular game, we're trained to go, oh, you can't say that. No, men are better at some things and women are better at some things. And the reason I bring this up is to sort of just get you to not feel so guilty about acknowledging that fact. And not misunderstand things, okay? You know, look, the byproduct of the surgery study is that women are going to be less productive in terms of accomplishing the number of surgeries if they're slower at it. But what would you rather have? Slower and better, you know, or faster and sloppier by some small margin. Anyway, just it's an interesting pair of stories that I just don't think most people are paying attention to maybe either of them, and I wanted to bring them up with you today because I think they illustrate not only some things about men and women, but also about our reaction to stories about gender, which we ought to react a little bit better to those stories. 721 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Strength for Life listener, have you heard about our church's Awana program? Northstone Baptist Church here in Pensacola is once again hosting Awana Club for children 3 years old through the sixth grade. Awana is an internationally known Bible verse memory program in which children learn the Bible and play fun games in a safe environment. It's a great way for 3-year-olds through sixth graders to learn about the God who made them and hide His word in their heart. Registration is now open, so go to northstonebaptist.org and click on the Awana tab to register your child. Northstone is a thriving church located on the northwest corner of Pensacola, close to the intersection of Pine Forest and Nine Mile. Our Awana program starts the first Wednesday night in September and meets every Wednesday night throughout the school year. For more information about our Awana program or about Northstone Baptist Church, check us out at northstonebaptist.org or our Strength for Life ministry at strengthforlife.church.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here, Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play, Pensacola. Tune in this morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He joins us every Friday at this time. Dave, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. You guys had a couple of pretty serious incidents. I think you had a child nearly drowned on Monday and was life flighted, and you had a drowning call yesterday with another life flight. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Male patient was transferred yesterday approximately 5:30 p.m. It was a Gulf drowning call we worked. And then on Monday, the incident happened in a pool. In one of the pools of the hotel here. So
I did not realize that was a pool call. Okay.
Yeah. It's a continuous thing out here. You know, we never can rest. So always keep our guard up.
You know, that's such a good reminder, too, is, you know, you and I focus so much on, obviously, the beach and the surf, but, you know, every form of water can be dangerous, especially to children. So, you know, keep your eyes on your kids all the time. It can happen so quickly. How are you doing on staffing? I know a lot of time at this time of year is, you know, kids go back to college and, you know, kids are back even in high school. And I know it can be just a challenge for you to get the hours, especially on, you know, even for the weekends, it can be a challenge to get the staffing. How is that going?
Yeah, availability has decreased with the lifeguards because out of the lifeguards that I have on staff right now, 14 go out of town to school, university out of town.
Okay.
14 are in high school. And 15 are in local university, and the high school, the lifeguards are in high school. They have to be 18 to operate an emergency vehicle. So if I have abundance of staff on a Saturday, I was thinking, well, why don't you have them spread out to the other beaches like Park East or Park West? They can't drive down there.
Wait,
they
what?
Can't operate our vehicles? Yeah,
they're 16. And they've got a driver. They got a driver's license, but they're not allowed to drive the truck on the sand, basically.
Yes, there's various federal and state law, and there's other things we have to take into consideration. Also, is you know that if they're underage, you know we have to they have to take a break, and there's all kinds of rules, and you know that regard student employment, huh. And if I do have I have some outstanding employees that are nearing 1,400 hours, and that's a cap. They can't work more than 1,400 hours. Per calendar year. So unfortunately I have some employees that are very valuable and I tell them, I'm sorry, you can't work anymore.
So it's so not,
that's another hindrance.
Wow. It seems obvious now that you say it, but so it's not a question of just having how many bodies. It's a question of how old are the people? What are their scheduling conflicts? Yeah.
Yeah. Their availability. I mean, there's only three of us that are full time out here and AJ was on leave and just me, Jake and AJ and the three of us that are full-time 40 hours. I had to come into my day off on Wednesday when we had tropical storm surf in the Gulf of Mexico. So,
Wow. So well, that's just, I mean,
you know, it's always a challenge.
I had not realized that was such a challenge for you, but that makes sense now that you explain it. Was the rain at least beneficial for the sand for being able to drive the trucks?
Yes, it sure was. I'm happy to say that because our trucks were getting, the sand was very loose, but it hadn't had rain in quite a while. And we had a shower this morning. I'm looking out over the Gulf right now. We've got scattered storms all around us. So we're getting more precipitation, but we're looking. And this weekend, you know, we anticipate a large crowd because it's the unofficial end of summer.
Right.
3-day weekend. And Pensacola is a drive-through destination.
Right.
If you live in New Orleans and you know, you'll pack up your car and drive over and spend a few hours driving and come to a beautiful Pensacola Beach.
And are we looking at what, yellow flags this weekend? What are we thinking?
Yeah, right now we're going to have a yellow flag. I'm looking a little bit of surf rolling in because that storm that came through the Gulf, it really picked up our surf. We had probably over a 10-second period of waves coming in, and it was overhead. It was a smooth roller coming in. Every 10 seconds, a big wave set would come through.
Well, I know down the way they had, you know, sand and water over the road in Fort Pickens and in 399 and Opal Beach and all that, so I know it was a big deal last weekend. Well, over the week, sorry. Dave Greenwood, Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks for informing us, teaching me things I definitely did not know, and thanks for keeping us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
You bet. Candy now has traffic on the fives.
I sure do. We're watching a few accidents this morning. There's one at Beverly where it turns into Michigan, and it's at Clifton Avenue, and it's blocked east and westbound on Michigan/Beverly and northbound on Clifton, of course. There's also an accident on the on-ramp to I-10 West from Davis Highway, and that's southbound. If you have traffic tips, let us know, 437-1620. You can text them in. And this is brought to you by Wendy's Breakfast, which is, I can tell you from experience, delicious. New breakfast, 2 for $3, biggie bundles. You can choose the pair you want, limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary, not valid in a combo, single item price, at regular price. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Well, gas prices set to hit a record national average for the Labor Day weekend. According to CNN, the current record is $3.84 a gallon, set back in 2012. And right now, they're saying those prices, the national average, just about $3.82 The Alaska Board of Education has approved a resolution banning biological males who identify as girls from playing high school girls sports. Their Board of Education voted yesterday to pass this resolution. They call it the Preserving the Opportunity for Athletes, prohibits biological males from high school girls sports, but biological females that identify as males can still compete.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, no problem. David, thanks so much for the update. Meanwhile, Texas, the ban on gender-affirming care for minors takes effect Friday, which is kind of what we had tried to do here as well. I think a lot of these cases are going to wind up at the Supreme Court, so final disposition on them is still a to be determined. We'll be back in just a minute.
Paul Stevens, former President Donald Trump pleads not guilty after being indicted in Fulton County, Georgia. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
We are now seeing what happens when prosecutors move forward with highly charged indictments and trials in the middle of an election. Simply put, it sows distrust and provides easy pickings for those who see the district attorney's action is guided by politics.
The former president waiving his arraignment. He'll face 13 felony counts in that indictment. President Biden visits FEMA headquarters yesterday.
Before we do anything, I'm here to thank all of you. And I really mean this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are making an incredible contribution.
And FEMA is dealing with the aftermath of Storm Idalia and the Maui wildfires as well. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 7:31 at News Radio, 92.3, 78 degrees right now in Pensacola, and storm cleanup continues over in the Big Bend area. One woman who lives in Cedar Key says it's tiring her out.
Yeah, we've been cleaning and cleaning, picking up limbs and getting the house back in order.
Governor Ron DeSantis does say that search and rescue efforts are still underway. Crews have been out assessing damage. President Biden has approved the disaster declaration, and crews are still working to repair downed power lines, still thousands without power in that area. We're learning more about this investigation into a suspicious death that happened in Foley this week. Investigators in Baldwin County say they're still trying to locate the daughter of a 69-year-old woman that was stabbed to death at the Town and Country Motel in Foley on Wednesday. Baldwin County deputies say the victim, who was identified as Shirley Smith, lived at the motel with her 36-year-old daughter, Katie. The daughter had reportedly been seen at the hotel shortly before the woman's body was found, but was not there when Foley police arrived at the motel. Police have released a photo of Katie Lee Smith. They say they're looking for her. They believe she has valuable information relating to the case. If you have any information on her location, contact the Baldwin County Sheriff's Office. We are learning a little bit more about the impacts of Hurricane Idalia on Lafayette County this week.
Wind was the big thing here where we're at. We're not a coastal county, so storm surge wasn't that, you know, didn't impact us at all. So we're dealing with, you know, the trees, the power lines, roofs missing.
And the familiar voice there, that is Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. He and Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins, Travis Trowbridge from Santa Rosa County, all helping out at the Emergency Operations Center there in Lafayette County throughout the storm. He says one big complication people there were having was not having access to water, as the power had been out. Most residents there were on private well systems instead of a local water utility. Pensacola police are getting a new mobile command center sometime next year. It's mostly being paid for by a Department of Homeland Security grant the city was approved for. PPD says it's a needed upgrade from what they have now.
During critical incidents, but also by hopefully neighboring agencies or our affiliates, such as the fire department and, you know, our units like the SWAT and the negotiations team, things like that.
That's PPD's Brittany Sturgeon, and she tells News Radio the current command center they have is outdated. The department's outgrown it. That new one's going to have some more space feature, the latest technology. They believe that should they should get that sometime next year. A Pensacola man is now facing charges for allegedly burglarizing and damaging a store on Chemstrand Road a couple of times in the same day earlier this month. 25-year-old Christian Melendez was arrested this week, and investigators say he was caught on video prying the door to that store open. Deputies say during his first visit to the store, about $1,000 in damages were done, and hundreds of dollars in tobacco products were stolen. Then, allegedly, he returned to that store and took more tobacco products, caused more damage. Melendez was identified based on video footage, later arrested at his home. Deputies say they found the stolen tobacco there, as well as drugs, prescription pills, firearms, and cash. He now faces burglary, criminal mischief, theft, and drug charges. He's currently being held on $72,000 bond at the Escambia County Jail. 7:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there?
Couple of accidents. There's one. This is going to tie things up. This is I-10 westbound at mile marker 7, and someone just called it in, and it looks like this is east of Pine Forest, but it is going to tie things up, and people are kind of rubbernecking in both directions, so that's slowing things down a little bit. Accident at Clifton and Michigan Avenue, and it's near where Michigan turns into Beverly, and it is blocked eastbound and westbound and then northbound on Clifton. And then another accident, Blue Angel Parkway in 98. My gosh. So this morning, be careful there, and certainly wherever you are. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We get a 16th of an inch of rain.
Right. There you are. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right.
Sorry.
Thank you very much. Now let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. High chance of rain through the morning and afternoon. Rain chance sitting at about 90%, 89 for your high today. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76 degrees. Rain chance is possible through the overnight hours. Saturday, 90% chance of rain with a high near 85. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 74. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, beautiful blue skies out there. 79 degrees in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 78 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Tesla is eager to boost its sales. That's why the electric vehicle maker has announced a handful of changes to its most popular vehicles. First, it's revamped the Model 3 sedan with sleeker looks and a longer range. The car is now rated to go 377 miles on a charge, a 9% improvement. Also, Tesla made steep cuts to its premium vehicle pricing. The Model S sedan and the Model X SUV now both run less than $80,000. At the start of the year, Tesla was charging well over $100,000 for those vehicles. It is not a great time for the typical home buyer. Mortgage data company Black Knight says with home prices at a record high and mortgage rates above 7%, housing affordability is at its worst level in nearly four decades, since 1984 to be exact. As of July, the monthly payment on a typical home required 38% of the median household income. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Hey, if you're in the market for that next vehicle, let me recommend Frontier Motors. You hear Dave Ramsey talk about them. I talk about them. And here's the thing. When I talk about them being like a used car dealership, I know sometimes the perception of that, if you don't know Frontier, the perception of that is, okay, cars that are like, you know, one step away from the grave, right? Like they're just about to go 15 years in and we're going to, you know, refurbish them just enough. No. These are cars that are almost new. That's the other end of the lifespan. Like cars that are 1 year, 2 year, maybe 3 years old, great condition, low miles, you know, good prices. Like the car we bought, our Honda Odyssey, was 1 year on a lease and it got brought back to the dealership in Orlando. They tried to sell it. They couldn't. So they put it for auction. Frontier went and bought it. So we got a smoking deal on a car with 12,000 miles. It was an almost brand new condition, new to us, right? And that's what they specialize in, is cars that are new to you, even though they're not technically brand new. More than 300 different ones on the lot at any moment, so you can sit in them, fiddle with the knobs, drive a few, do whatever you need to do, but find great quality used cars, great quality, at Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But she wants Martinero just to stay at home. Well, my friend, you gotta say, I won't pay ya, no way. Now, why don't you get a job? Sail away, yeah, no way. Now, why don't you get a job?
I have a 15-year-old son, and he's at that age where, like, everyone's getting jobs. And I was like, I don't want you to get a job. And he was like, all my friends are getting jobs. I want to get a job. I was like, watch your friends' lives. Like, watch. See what happens. And I'm like, bro, you're going to do that your entire life. Why start now?
So, on TikTok, Esther Boyd has raised an interesting question. And the question is, should teenagers, particularly her, I forget if she's 15 or 14, but her teenage son, which that's kind of young, but she's from the UK or Australia or, you know, somewhere where they talk weird.
Narnia, I think. Yeah,
it's Narnia. Ask Mr. Tumnus what he
thinks.
That's
right. Or Malcolm Ballinger. That's right. Same place.
So that's funny, Narnia. So she says, you know, I don't want my teenage son to get a job. You're going to be working your whole life. You know, why would you start that nonsense early? 437-1620, what do you think? She went on, of course, and she does a, she's apparently pretty prolific with the profanity. Profanity-lific? I don't know. There seems to be like there's a word opportunity in there. I'm not sure what it is.
If you want to get work experience, go and find something that you really want to do that they probably like won't pay you for because maybe they're not looking for like hiring a teenager to do the thing. Like, but maybe someone will let you follow them around and learn. I can fund your existence.
We do okay. And, you know, go intern, basically. Go find something not based on the minimum wage kind of occupation that you're going to get, but go find something that you want to do, that you want to learn about. 437-1620. Do you think a kid ought to get a job, or you think she's onto something and kids ought to wait because we all know jobs suck? I mean, like, I love mine, but, you know, not everybody does love theirs. I mean, I
hear that.
Candy and I talk all the time about how, you know, it's pretty sweet we get paid to do this because it's fun. But, you know, yeah, not everybody has that experience.
No, that's true.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of people have the, you know, if it weren't for the money, right?
We are middle class. Like, he's not getting literally everything handed to him on a platter. But I just think it's insane to tell a small child who's like 14 that they should go out in the world and get a job for experience as if they're not going to experience that their whole f-ing life. Are you f-ing kidding me? And we don't even get to, like, die young anymore. We live for like a million years these days. He's not going to retire until he's like 100. He's not starting at 15. Absolutely not. Eat that. No.
So, like I said, she's profanity-lific. But yeah, so in my, like, my own experience, right, is I remember the menial beginner jobs that I had, and they were useful. You know, that was useful to me. But it's not exactly like my skill set from working at the Burger King has translated to anything that I do today. But the idea of taking orders, the idea of working under stress, the idea of doing something you don't like and getting motivated to maybe remember that this is good to get an education so you don't have to be dependent on doing stuff that you don't like for the rest of your life, maybe create some options for you. And it's, I don't know, there's something about just having that. I mean, work experience is valuable. in and of itself. Now, I'm sympathetic to her notion of do a little interning here and there, do a little bit of finding out about these other jobs, but certainly if the alternative is so that they can play more video games, not that teenagers these days do, 100% of the time.
Also
then,
some adults.
Yeah, and some adults, you know, who haven't. Lots of adults. 437-1620, what do you think about that? Candy, you look like you want to weigh in. Go ahead. I thought you had.
Oh, I mean, always, but not really. Okay, but like going to school, like we had I'm from upstate New York, dairy country, and it was always like the farm kids that were the good kids, you know what I mean, that went on to do stuff and did well, and they had jobs. The newspaper carriers, too, and that's really all they had as teens, you know, for us, and I didn't live on a farm, and we only had, like, one paper in Watertown, but they were always, you know, I don't know, I think it's a good idea. I don't have kids, but I can't imagine, and I learned skills, right. KFC, movie gallery,
Blockbuster,
with everything,
video,
no matter what you
working
do.
As a waiter in college,
you're
going
to get skills.
Yeah.
Everybody should have to work a service job so you don't yell at service people.
Yeah, learn
talking
a little
you,
bit
Brett
about
Lane.
How regular people
kidding.
Live. You know, for
yeah.
sure. You know
right,
how
right.
most people live.
Yeah.
Somebody here. Oh, this is kind of funny. Alex Andrade, you know what his first job was? Busboy.
Was it really?
But he says he loved it. He says it was good for soft skills, like taking pride in a task and keeping a commitment. And when you might not want to do that, those are in high demand. And,
that's what I was trying to say.
And,
yes.
And, you know,
thanks,
industry,
Alex.
Working hard, you know, taking orders, showing up, all of these things. Those are all, it's not the skill of bussing tables, right? It's not the skill of flipping burgers, and it's not even the skill of cleaning video shelves or anything like that. It's all of the other stuff
that.
You learn. It's how to be a good customer service oriented, speak to people. It's how to handle the difficult stress of working with jerks, because every job you're going to work with jerks. Like, learning how to handle that is a good skill set.
100%.
437-1620, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is, it's backed up on I-10 eastbound and westbound after an accident near Pine Forest, which is in the median, right? As I understand it, but it's backed up in both directions, maybe because of rubbernecking, and it is backed up quite a ways, not quite to the Car City exit and not quite to the other exit, what is it, the 9 Mile, like the Beulah exit, but pretty close to both. So it's just backed up in that area. Certainly use caution after an accident this morning, which I guess now is in the median. Still showing a slowdown at Clifton in Michigan, where it turns into Beverly, backed up east and westbound. Clifton Avenue is backed up northbound. And then there's an accident on the ramp to I-10 West from Davis Highway that's southbound. We see another accident at 9 Mile and Fowler Avenue is slowing things down as people are trying to get on and off of 9 Mile. Johnston and Olive showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. And then Blue Angel and Highway 98 showing an accident this morning, too. Just be very careful, certainly, as you know. Traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. And then also, I would say this about the, you know, because we're talking about this TikTok woman who says she doesn't want her 15-year-old son to get a job because he's got a whole life's worth of working a terrible job to, you know, have that experience. And she says maybe intern or something like that and get exposure that way. I will say this. I think that part of the value of having a job when you're young is you learn the value of money and the difficulty of not being able to afford all the things you want, and you learn the cost of things because, you know, it's one thing when your money is basically relatives or an allowance or something like that, and then, you know, you don't think so much about it. But when you really start to think about, well, that's going to cost me 2.5 hours of my time that I spent working to get that, you think differently about money. You get motivated to maybe make more of it. All right, 437-1620. Sure, we got a call. It's John, and we take a lot of texts. Not everybody calls very often. In fact, it's fairly rare, but John is in Gulf Breeze, joins us now. God, when's the last time we took a call? It's been
like
forever.
2 years ago.
John,
like,
go
sure?
ahead. You had a thought about this, having kids work at the young age of 15?
Not John, Jacques.
Oh, Jacques, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jacques.
Go ahead, Jacques. Go ahead.
Yeah. You make a very good point about the money, but I have a buddy who's got a great rule. The rule is this: if you have a sport, if you have an activity, acting, singing, whatever, these things that take time after school, then you don't need a job. But if your kid is just going to sit around on a cell phone all the time, that kid needs to get a job. Learn the value of money, learn a skill, and be out of the house.
No, that's a great that's a great point, Jacques. Thank you for joining us. And yeah, that makes sense too. How much available time is there? How much is time a scarcity issue for you? And what's like the opportunity alternative, right? Like, what else are you doing with your time? Somebody here says, 437-1620, I like the free intern. It lets your child experience things they might be interested in. My child wants a job, so she's extra money, so I find a happy medium. I worked since I was 12 and wasn't able to do many jobs until much later. I don't know. I had businesses before I was, I mean, not businesses, but, you know, we'd make things and sell things and do that as a kid, and then obviously we worked. Somebody here says, since I'm 61, my husband and I often think that we should have played until we were 40 and then worked until we died, because by the time you're in your 60s, you can't have as much fun as when you're in your youth. Feel you. Somebody here says when the kid is 35 years old, he'll be living in her basement smoking pot and playing video games, and she won't understand why.
Is that my dead mom?
But I think you're not the only one thinking that. My 5-year-old works for extra spending money and he feels proud. I started mowing my neighbor's lawn when I was 8. Go to work, kid. That lady who doesn't want her kid to get a job sounds like the perfect member of the transgressorism faith. Ouch.
Wow.
That's pointed.
She goes to Andrew's church.
And so many kids hide behind electronics. You learn interpersonal skills, taking instruction, learning authority when you have a job. All of that's true. Another call. I love this. It's kind of fun. Thomas from Pensacola. Thomas, what's your thought about having a 15-year-old take a job?
I'm Donald. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
And this
yeah.
is why we don't
I
take,
this
call.
Is
no,
why don't take calls. As long as you're healthy.
Go yeah, ahead, Donald. What's your thought?
I think they get the experience of working with people, because I've worked with too many people whose first job is straight out of college, and then they think they're supposed to be the boss because that's their position, but then they don't know how to work with anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to have to retrain them on how to work with people.
No, that's great. And again, you know, learning that they are not the boss, learning to take instructions and, you know, that they are not in charge. No, that's all good stuff. 437-1620. Somebody yeah. here says, how will you know how to work if you don't work early? Somebody here says, hey, guys, how about we teach people to drive at the age of 15 as a job requirement, so that way we won't be stuck in traffic on the 10 freeway right now for 15 minutes. Oh, for bad. Yeah. Learn it early. All right. 751 on News Radio 92.3. That's kind of fun taking the phone calls. We usually everybody texts. Everybody's too busy to call, but right. I love it. All right. 751 on News Radio 92.3. If you are thinking about any kind of HVAC service or, you know, getting that kind of stuff done, Peden, okay? They will take care of your electrical, plumbing, whatever. They will take care of it. They've got a back-to-school special. $89 normally is a service fee for having HVAC systems, water heaters, electrical panels, and generators installed. Now no service fee and 5% off the HVAC systems. So that's kind of the back-to-school thing. Emax Auto Booster, 40% more water heater from your existing electric tank, and that's if you get a... there's 50% off those right now if you get a 40 or 50-gallon water heater put in. Buy one, get one toilet rebuilds and 15% off maintenance. And sign up for the Peden Smart Care membership maintenance plan. Routine maintenance for just $35 a month, and you can enjoy priority scheduling over non-members with a 15% discount on repairs or upgrades and a 5% discount on major replacements and waived after-hours emergency service fees. So electrical, heating, plumbing, HVAC, any of that kind of stuff, Peden, PEADEN.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
Don't miss our Labor Day special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What does a yellow light mean? Slow down. Okay. What? Yellow light mean? Slow down. Okay.
Oh no, I put you on purpose.
That's so great. I love Taxi.
I knew for a fact that I was going to get a good candy cackle out of that one.
Ooh, I said.
Sorry. Yeah. Slow down. Okay.
What does
I felt like we hadn't had a good candy cackle in a while, and I felt like you just needed it.
Well, we never do on Fridays because you're stupid transgressors.
Wait, the what now?
That really
that
popular
brilliant
program that everybody loves.
Candy's. And by the way, that was her on my mic, which is, I love you so
I'm
much.
So sorry.
No, yeah, that was exactly
no,
what I was
like
hoping for.
Sounds like somebody assaulting a goose, I know.
You know. All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by David's Catfish House. Delicious, delicious, delicious. They're on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington in Pensacola. A few accidents to watch out for, mainly I-10. If you're wondering what the slowdown is, there's one accident. This is near Pine Forest Road, and it's eastbound, but it's in the median, and it's a lot of rubberneck, as I understand, that's slowing things down. And boy, is it tied up this morning. Backed up to past 9 Mile and almost to Carr City. So that's what that slowdown is on I-10. Looks like everything else is just, you know, okay, I guess. Clifton and Michigan showing an accident, and it was backed up in both directions, east and south, east and west, rather, on Michigan, northbound on Clifton. And it looks like that may have been cleared up just a little bit. It's moving a little bit faster. Accident on the on-ramp I-10 West, that's from Davis Highway, and that is southbound. My goodness, there is another one, Mobile Highway in Michigan Avenue, showing an accident, but no roadblock there. Blue Angel and 98 showing an accident with no roadblock. Johnson and Olive showing an accident with no roadblock. And 9 Mile and Fowler showing an accident as well. And it was tying things up, getting onto 9 Mile. Looks like it's been cleared a little bit anyway. 29 moving fine in both directions. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Wow, please drive safely out there. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Preliminary estimates show Hurricane Idalia may have caused between $12 and $20 billion in damage. That, according to Moody's Analytics, they said, though, the price tag not nearly as high as other hurricanes, such as Ian, that caused more than $110 billion in damage last year. And today's Circle K Day, big discounts
what?
For gas and food, but not in Florida.
Oh, come on. Why would you do that?
They say the state's impacted
you, David.
By...
Turn off his mic. That's not right.
Oh, my God. What
did
what,
you just
what
throw
that?
My wallet.
The,
my man's wallet.
The state's impacted by Hurricane Idalia are going to be the promotion's being rescheduled for some point down the line. So it will happen, just not today. But if you're on a road trip, you're going somewhere else.
Gotcha.
There you
okay.
go. There's
right.
that. I'm glad I have a window and that didn't
throw?
Hit me.
I'm sorry that I threw that at you. I do throw like a girl, don't I?
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Very aggressively. All right, David, thanks so much for the up. Oh, my God, did you see this? This is crazy. This morning at about 1:27 a.m., FHP's reporting that the Avalon Boulevard Dollar General, I think is what this was. Somebody drove into it.
Oh, my goodness.
And it had been called in previously as an aggressive or reckless driver prior to that. Santa Rosa County deputy on the scene said he was attempting to stop the vehicle, but it was not stopping or yielding to him. Vehicle continued to flee from deputies until it crashed in the east side of the Dollar General. Deputies arrived on scene. No occupants of the vehicle located, so they abandoned the car. The Dollar General had substantial damage, leaving a large portion of the outside wall broken and exposed.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.